Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL, broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We are live in the performance studio here at Classical 90.5, and for the next hour, we're very pleased to present a choir that, I hadn't heard until they came in to get used to this performance studio and the sound in the room. And I know you're in it for a treat. The Ballard High School Magical Singers with Noel Weaver, their choral director. The members of the Ballard High School Magical Singers are auditioned, and they come from the sophomore and concert choirs at Ballard High School. So we're getting the best of the best, the top of the
top of the crop.
Thank you. Here today, and we're going to hear three sets in this next hour, and we'll also hear a little acting involved as well. So please welcome with their first set of Christmas carols, the Ballard High School Magical Singers.
God of love has left his throne. tiny hand will he awake.
Will he only come but just for his sake?
Great kings have precious gifts and we have not. Little smiles and little tears are all we have brought.
Thank you.
You just heard live in the performance studio of Classical 90.5, the Ballard High School Madrigal Singers. And gosh, that last one, I know that must have taken you a little longer to learn than the other ones. That was amazingly intricate. Stephen Gothrop's arrangement of Lo, How a Rose. And before that, some carols that we're very familiar with. Well, I'm Alan Brandt, your host. And joining me right now, by the way, Noel Weaver is the choral director of the Ballard High School Madrigal Singers. And obviously doing a great job, as are the singers. Two of them join me right now. Bass, Ben Amchin. Yep. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi. And Jackie Margolin.
Hello.
Soprano.
Alto.
No? Alto. See, I didn't ask that before in the pre-program interview.
How dare you?
Well, we can ask all these things right now, so, you know. This is your first year, Jackie.
Yes.
And Ben, what about you?
My first year as well.
Okay, so you don't know much of the dirt about the group yet, so you can't really tell me about that. But why did you decide to join? I mean, this is something you had to audition to. It's something that you dress in costume, in period costume. You're in Renaissance garb, I guess you call that. So why?
Well, I did it because I like to sing, for one, and I really like the costumes.
They are fetching.
I wish I could wear it all the time.
They look extremely comfortable and oh so fashionable. Ben, what about you? What drew you to the Madrigal Singers?
I heard them before I came to high school, so I just decided that when I got to the level that I could sing in the group, I would try out. Plus, it's a fun challenge. So,
well, I imagine it is challenging. It's for our listeners right now who are listening at home or in the car, office, wherever. There's a lot of acting involved, too. You've got facial expressions. You're looking at each other while you're singing, which I know that I was in a choir for years, and it took forever for my choir director to get us to even look up from the music. But to actually look at each other and play off each other with the acting in the face, and well, and you will also be doing dialogue, it's pretty involved.
Yeah, it is. And actually, the music is less difficult than playing off of each other, because when we play off of each other, we really have to listen, and that also adds to how we sing the music. If our faces are excited, then the music will sound more excited. Or, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Jackie, with this acting involved, do you find yourself looking at the same person at the same measure in the music, or are you doing improv all the time with your face while you sing?
Well, sometimes I look to the same people, but I try to look around to everyone and sometimes the audience, because that gets them involved.
Mm-hmm. And has anyone ever had maybe some jam on their face or something that made you crack up during the song? Or?
No, but sometimes people look really bored, so I try to really jazz them up.
Yeah. Well, y'all are very animated in your performance, which I'm sure a lot is due to the work that Mr. Weaver's done. with you. But what do you keep in mind, Ben, when you're singing? You concentrate on the notes, but then you're also, okay, I got to look over here and do this. How do you keep your mind focused like that? What do you do?
I don't really know. It just takes a lot of practice to be able to think about that many things at one time.
It's rehearsal, isn't it?
Once you start looking around, it kind of helps actually more with the singing.
Mm-hmm. So how does this differ with the madrigal singers compared to the choirs that you came from? Are you both from concert choir?
Yes.
Okay. And your guys are very involved. Tonight you're going to be at Broadway Baptist for a free concert. And you've got a winter concert at Ballard High School on December 6th at 7 p.m. on the 17th, which is that Beethoven's birthday or is that the 16th? That's 16th. Although they don't know for sure, he was baptized on the 17th. So usually that's the day after. Anyway, esoteric trivia right there. December 17th may or may not be Beethoven's birthday, but you will be at Max and Irma's at the Summit. So you get all the free iced tea you want after you sing, right?
And cookies.
And the potatoes. Don't they have the stuffed potatoes there? Or is that somewhere else?
That's McAllister's.
McAllister's.
Both good. Both
good. Good effort, though.
If I didn't work in public radio, I could afford to go out. So, it's just hearsay that I get these things. Well, Jackie Margolin and Ben Emption.
Yes.
Thanks so much, and I hope it's a great first year for you, and maybe you'll be back next year.
I'll try.
Here.
I'll be in college.
Oh. Well, I hope that you won't be back here, except maybe.
So do I.
Maybe in the audience. Thank you, Jackie, and thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, again, we are a Classical 90.5. We're live in the studio, as if the dialogue didn't tell you that enough. Ballard High School Madrigal Singers is the group you're listening to. Their choir director is Noel Weaver. And their next set is non-Christmas, but it also has some dialogue in it as well. And I'll back announce all the pieces that I'll be able to pronounce, anyway, after we hear, once again, the Ballard High School Madrigal Singers.
Oh, do you think we might sing the one about the chickens? I do like that one.
Well, yes, my lord, we will sing Ille Belle Bon.
Yes, but I want to sing the one about the chickens.
My lord, we are singing Ille Belle Bon.
But I
that
want
to... That is the one about the chickens.
Melodic nuance.
'Tis a rather boorish song about a lad who cannot have the girl he wants. So he writes a blooming song about it. I say, cheer up, old lad. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Ah, you would prefer a fish to a woman.
My love.
with her and so
My lord, I've discovered a most gifted composer by the name of John Clements. His Flower of Beauty is such a charming ballad which our queen will surely admire.
She is my slender small love, my flower of beauty fair, from the whiteness of her little feet to the shedding of her hair. More dear to me her little head than sand or mud or tree.
My slender small love, my flower of beauty fair, from the whiteness of her little feet to the shining of her hair, more fair she is than April rain or daffodil or tree. She my slender small love, my flower of beauty. She I know she walks in the evening down by the river side, and the grasses lean to kiss her rose, who
roaming. Oh, stay and hear your true love's coming. That can sing both high and low. That can sing both high and low.
Oh, mistress mine, where are you roaming? Oh, stay and hear your true love's coming. That can sing both high and low. That can sing both high and high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting journeys and in lovers meeting. Every wise man's son doth know, every wise man's son doth know.
What is love?
Whatever is to come is still unsure. Still unsure, in delay there lies no plenty. Then come kiss me, sweet and bright and dear. Youth and stuff will not endure, will not endure.
Ballard High School Madrigal Singers, and as you hear, they do more than sing, although singing is quite enough considering their repertoire. They also do the dialogue, and it's really a total Renaissance madrigal experience. Anyone say huzzah?
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Okay. Their director is Noel Weaver, by the way. And we've got one more set with them, and we're very glad once again to have them here. I will back announce what they sing next. After they sing it. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? So please welcome once again with Holiday Selections, the Ballard High School Madrigal Singers.
A spot
Where charity and love are, their God is also. From sincere hearts, let us love one another.
Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est. Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est. Congregabitos in unum Christi amor. Congregabitos in unum Christi amor. Exultemus et in ipso iucundemur. Timeramus et amamus Deum vivum. Et ex corde diligamus nos in cielo. Et ex corde diligamus nos in cielo. In cielo. Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est.
Came to see Barra.
And live in the studios here at Classical 90.5 in our performance studio, the Ballard High School Madrigal Singers, ending their program with us today with a set of Carols for Christmas, The Little Drummer Boy, in Harry Simmons' arrangement. Ubi Caritas, that beautiful work you heard right before that, was by Duriflay. And Deck the Halls in 7/8, I see. So is that the title? Deck the Halls in 7/8? Oh, okay. Richard McKelvey. He wanted to make sure that you knew it was hard. Frank DeWald's Spotless Rose before that as well. This was great. You guys are excellent, and I really thank you all for being here. And would you come back next year, please? It's 60-40, maybe, it looks like. But also big thanks to Noel Weaver, who was their choral director and has obviously done an excellent job here. Well, that's it for this episode of Lunchtime Classics. We'll be back in the studios next week for another live concert. Andrew High is our audio engineer. Thank you all for coming. See you next week.